Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple, and I am Chris, otherwise known as Oscar, and Rob Parker is here. He is Rob Parker, also known as Felix.
Yeah, right. What you trying to do out here? look at our cartoon. Look who's wearing the suit, and look who's wearing the sportswear.
I will be honest, Rob.
All right, go ahead.
I think I got to be honest, because you know I'm an honest man. I do think more people probably associate you with Oscar and me with Felix.
No doubt.
Real talk.
No doubt.
Even though I'm more like Oscar.
No, you're not.
I'm tough. I'm hardened. You know.
And what
that.
Am I? And what am I? A
you got a lot of Felix in you. But you disguise it well. So people don't know. You know, but nah.
I'm a fraud now, right? You just called me a fraud.
I do think people, though, would say you are Oscar, probably think of you as Oscar.
What? I've always said this. It's funny because, as you know, I'm very particular. I'm very clean, you know, like my apartment and how I live my life and stuff.
Well, that's like Felix.
But I do like all of those things.
He was very well dressed, though.
You know, but I do like the wings and the strip clubs and gambling. You know what I mean? Like,
well, were there even strip clubs for Oscar to go to back
then?
Yeah,
in the '70s.
He had to really be sneaky about it back then.
There was an episode where they shot a pornographic movie in their apartment.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and they didn't know. Felix got caught up because he's a photographer. Right. Didn't realize what they were doing, and Oscar figured it out. Like that, just because they wanted Oscar to be in the movie, and then he was wait a minute, what is this? Yeah, it's a great episode, and Felix didn't notice it, didn't realize what was going on.
No, it's that was. And you had your magazine called Oscar. Yeah.
That's right,
I wrote for it. Yes. All right, we got Randy Mueller, NFL Executive of the Year, formerly, coming up at the bottom of the hour. But Rob, let's go to the NBA for a moment. The Lakers play tonight against the Boston Celtics.
Can't wait.
It's going to be a bit. Well, you're going, yeah.
Right.
You got a. Who'd you pick? You did that game for Shekel City.
Yeah, so I picked Boston +4.
Oh, well, +4. Okay.
+4.
You got the Lakers winning?
I don't know. I think that Boston's going to win outright.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know about the Lakers, Chris. I just don't have a read on them. I really, really don't.
Well,
maybe it clicks in tonight. They come out and beat the Celtics by 15 and look good doing it. I don't know. Or they lose another game at home. They're like .500 at home. This is the scary part. They've had a really easy schedule, Chris. If you look at who they've had, am I right?
They have had a very, I mean, God, how many times are they going to play Oklahoma State or City? I mean, you know what I'm saying? How many times you get to play Houston?
This is what I'm saying,
it just seems you're right. And Rob, they're 4-6 against teams that are .500 or better.
And what's
they're only 8-6 against teams that are .500 or worse.
Right. They should be better than that. Those two, you add those two Oklahoma City losses, Chris, and now they're right, they would be 10-4.
Right.
I mean, those are two big losses there.
I will say this, and you made a great point. We were talking about it earlier. That, look, this is why you brought in Russell Westbrook. So when LeBron James isn't there, you still have Westbrook and Anthony Davis.
A nice
cast of role players. They're role players, but a nice cast of role players around stars. But I will say this, and you can't, it is what it is, Rob. LeBron's missed half the season. I think Golden State and Phoenix are better. And likely will be better at the end of this season in the Western Conference. But I do think it's a you got to be careful making full-fledged statements on the Lakers as far as how, you know, their season's going to end because LeBron hasn't been healthy. You know, like, I want to see them with him playing, you know, for 3 weeks straight or a month straight. And then if they're still losing, then I think you can make some statements. But, you know, you can say things, and I'll say things, like the defense has been horrific. And I don't know how that's going to improve.
115 points a game. I mean, come on. That's not good enough.
Yeah, now they do play at a fast pace, but still, their defense isn't good even when you take the pace into consideration. And Rob, they're old. They have trouble staying in front of guys. And that's why their defense is so bad. Is that changing? It's not changing. Right. You know, and they've been a great defensive team the last 2 years with LeBron and AD. And top three both years, when they won it, they were – third, I think. And now they're 15th in defensive rating. So they got issues, and a lot of people, this happens every year, Rob, when the LeBron James team struggles, right? The coach comes under fire. And now there are rumblings, there's chatter about Frank Vogel and the job he's doing or not doing.
I heard something that Stephen A. said. Did you see that?
What did he say?
He was saying, I'm not advocating for him to lose his job, but I think that if they continue to play poorly, he can wind up being fired and be blamed. That's all he said.
Yeah,
he didn't call
he could
for
be blamed.
Him.
Right.
I
don't think Frank Vogel is the problem. Now, there are things I think he's done wrong, and there are things I scratch my head about, like playing DeAndre Jordan the way he was. And we'll get to that after this sound. But LeBron was asked about it yesterday, Rob, and here's what he said.
I think criticism comes with the job. You know, Frank is a strong-minded guy. He has a great coaching staff. And we as his players have to do a better job of going out and producing on the floor. We're a team and an organization that, that don't mind some adversity, that don't mind people, you know, saying things about us, obviously, because it comes with the territory.
It wasn't a full-throated endorsement. That's
no endorsement there, not at all.
I don't think he killed him and threw him under the bus. So I think it'd be overboard to be like, oh, LeBron doesn't want him.
But this is what I'll say, Chris. I agree with that. But it does go both ways for coaches, and I think sometimes we lose sight of that. They won a championship, right? And Vogel was the coach. He got credit for it, right? He was the coach.
Right.
Things went well. Things worked in the bubble, Chris. Remember things that weren't working maybe the best leading up to that, into the season, but they won the championship.
Right.
If you're going to give a coach credit for winning a championship when the players make the baskets and grab the rebounds and make the assists and do all the other stuff and get stops, then you can criticize a coach when the players don't do the things that you expect them to do. Or you, it's not like people are looking at the team thinking, well, if they get to 500, we'll be happy. No, that's not. It's a championship. It was put together with the thought of making a run and having a shot at a championship.
Right.
And so it is fair to criticize a coach. Whenever I hear people go, you can't blame the coach. He ain't shooting. He ain't the one not playing defense. Then don't give him credit when they win. Don't act like they don't matter. Come on, man. Yeah, it's got to be both ways. So LeBron didn't kill him. LeBron could have easily said.
I think it was an honest answer, really.
Right.
I'm going to kiss up and act like I love him. You know what I mean? Like he's Red Auerbach, and I'm not going to kill him.
But he could have said, Frank Vogel's the last thing I'm worried about. We're prepared. Everything's laid out for us to do, and we haven't done our job. He could have said that. He didn't say that. So, I mean, it's out
there.
Agreed.
Yeah. Agreed.
Right?
Because that would have been,
that would have been end of story.
Right, right.
End of story.
And I think that would have been I'm not in their locker room. I don't know exactly what's going on. But, you know, that's logical. Yeah, look, coaches.
He's laid it out. It ain't like we're
unprepared. We just ain't doing it.
It ain't like we're unprepared or we don't know what's coming or whatever. We're in the game. We're blindsided. No.
Right.
He's done all that. He's prepared us. and we haven't done our job. We haven't executed. We haven't rolled up our sleeves and played the type of Laker defense that we've done since I got here. That's all. He could have said that. Okay.
Right. Right.
And I just saw something where I guess Charles Barkley is basically blaming and AD for the Lakers' struggles. Where are you on that? I just saw this.
Well, look, right. As far as AD, I want your opinion on this because I've said it on television.
This was just put out by SportsCenter. It says Charles Barkley put the blame on AD for the Lakers' struggle and came to the defense of Frank Vogel.
Here's what I'll say quickly about Vogel before I get to AD.
Okay.
Vogel's a solid coach. He's not terrific. He's not bad. He's solid, right? And they won a championship with him. Whether you think he deserved a ton of credit for that or not, he gets credit, and I think that should buy him time, right? He should get a legitimate chance with this team because he showed he can win a championship with these guys.
That wasn't right, 10 years
now,
ago.
Now, Rob, I also think this. I think Tyronn Lue is a better coach.
No doubt about it.
Right?
They made a mistake. They made a mistake. They were haggling over a couple of pennies.
Yep.
And I call them pennies in the NBA with the kind of money being thrown around. Seriously.
Yep.
And
yep.
We saw what Ty Lue, Chris, he was on a stage, no Kawhi Leonard, got the team to the Western Conference Finals. That's basically a similar team that Doc Rivers had that choked. And he was willing to sit people down. It wasn't like he just threw the balls out there. He made changes. Patrick Beverly, come sit down.
He's shown that he can win when they're shorthanded. And I use the word mistake. Let me backtrack because it's hard to say it was a mistake.
But I know what you
when
mean.
They won the championship with Vogel. So I'll back off on that. But I think Ty Lue's a better coach. And I think right now they'd be in a better position if they had Ty Lue. All right, so I'll say that. Now, as far as Anthony Davis, Rob, here's what I think about Anthony Davis. He is a number one talent, meaning he's got the talent and the ability to be a number one guy, to carry a franchise, to, you know, be that guy that can lead them to championships. He doesn't have a number one mentality or approach to the game. He's got a number two mentality. So he's like, he's a second guy. And Rob, there have been a lot of great Hall of Fame players who are like that.
That might
and
just
so,
be his personality,
but I think that's
Chris.
What he, right, I do. I do think it's his personality.
Right.
He's not that guy. And that's why, Rob, he hasn't taken over. And you know this too, Rob. AD, and I know he wants to win, but he strikes me as a guy that he's content with his place in the game. He was named all top 75 ever. Going to be a Hall of Famer. Got a championship. Always going to make the All-Star team, you know, in his prime.
And you're right. We talked about this after they won. We thought now he could put his foot on the gas after that year. Like, I got a championship. I could just go out there. Now I could rack up some MVPs.
Right.
I could just play.
About my legacy. Like, no, it's about my legacy.
Right. Now I could just build my resume after that. And you know what? Maybe I might win another one, Chris, or three. I might be 3-0.
Right.
And in my finals. And people look at me and I got three MVPs and three championships. I never lost. There's a lot of stuff that could have been. And you put up some numbers. He came out the next year. Remember,
his
out of shape.
Season, Rob, since his rookie year.
Yeah. Remember, he was out of shape. He just didn't look like he was into it.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. And I say this all the time, Rob. You can tell guys, there are guys that like the game and there are guys that love the game. There might even be some guys that don't really like the game. But the guys that like it or don't like it, they love what it brings. The money, the women, the fame, all that, right? And there are people like that in every field of endeavor, Rob.
Sports
and
writers included.
I think
included.
One way to tell them, right, is when a guy gets a contract, when he gets that big contract, does he continue to work and improve? Or is he rest, you know?
Or is he good?
And then in this case with AD, you might say he got that championship And did he continue growing and striving like LeBron and Kobe and guys like that? Or did he kind of relax?
Right.
I think so far you'd have to say he's relaxed. So, all right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. How much blame does Frank Vogel deserve for the Lakers' sluggish start this season? Your turn to weigh in, iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask?
Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
It's the iCouple live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's not too much to ask. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back that you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover. It's exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. 877-99 on Fox. How much do you blame Frank Vogel for the Lakers' sluggish start? And if not him, who? Your turn to weigh in.
All right, let's kick it off with Tony in Victorville, California, where my family lives up in Victorville. I got family up that way. You're on the really? iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Hey. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen?
How are you?
I'm all right. Frank doesn't deserve any blame. This is all on LeBron. And we know it wow. because every team that LeBron is on, the coach is just a figurehead. And it's just like playing for the Cowboys. When you play for a team that LeBron is on, especially at this stage in his career, you know that the coach doesn't have any power. Everything goes through LeBron. So, therefore, if the players are not playing hard, if they don't want to practice, if all these things are going on, that's an indictment on LeBron. We know that, and it's a problem really in the NBA. The players have so much, the superstars, they have so much power till it almost puts the coach in a real compromised position, and especially when you're dealing with LeBron. LeBron put this team together, think. That LeBron didn't put this team together and LeBron didn't pick this coach. He could have had Ty Lue. If LeBron wanted Ty Lue,
well,
Ty
I don't know about
the coach
that.
Of the Lakers.
I don't know about that. He did want Ty Lue.
Yeah, it didn't make sense why he didn't. He won a championship with Ty Lue.
I mean, you said a lot of what you said is accurate, but he did want Ty
Lue.
But
hold on, guys. Listen to this. LeBron is a master of this. He could have had the team that he had. Now, he could have had a lot of those guys before they got too old to be able to help him, but he chose other players. You know, it's just like
Hold on. Who could he have had?
Carmelo for one. He could have had Carmelo. Look, Carmelo would.
When was he going to get Carmelo? When Carmelo was out of the league.
When Carmelo went to Portland. He wanted to go to the Lakers.
LeBron won a championship 2 years ago.
Yeah, that was
You made some interesting points.
Thanks, Tony.
Because obviously LeBron does have a lot of power.
We appreciate it, yeah. But he does. There's no doubt about it.
That was interesting, but he went a little far, Rob. Yeah. I mean, they won a championship a couple years ago. They didn't need Carmelo at that point. And they had Rondo and Dwight, who came back. You know, so he went a little far, but he made good points.
JW in Minnesota. And you know what, Chris? And they were trying to bring along Kyle Kuzma, remember?
Right. Right.
Carmelo would have been in that, would have taken that away, and they were trying to develop him. They remember, they wouldn't even trade Kyle Kuzma for AD the first time. You remember
I actually think you got to give LeBron a little credit, Rob, that he didn't force, like, yo, go get Melo. You know what I mean?
He could have,
that's
right.
his boy. That's his friend. Yeah, hey, he could have forced that, and he didn't.
Let's go to JW in Minnesota. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What up?
Good,
how
man.
You?
How you doing?
I'm good, man. Hey, Chris, you're sorry. Every time I call in, man, you're always off. So I'm glad that you're finally here to talk. Man,
you must not call in.
Yeah,
much,
he
man.
Called all the time. That's just you right. Hey, JW, who always working?
I ain't going to comment on that, man.
Oh, see? All right. What you got?
What you got, man?
Look here, man. I'm not going to put all the blame on the coach. And I'm not going to put too much blame on LeBron either. Like, we call these guys professionals for a reason. And they made it to a league. They made it to the league for a reason. And so, like, I play basketball. And it's either you're with the coach or you're not. So you can only do so much when you're out there on the court. And if you're out there slugging and you're not into it, that's all on you. Like, it's a mindset that you have to go out there and play. And
so
right
who
now,
you putting it on?
It's got to be. We're playing the blame game.
Like you ain't blaming nobody.
Right. They shouldn't be this bad.
Let's put it like that, then. The organization, then. Let's put it
but
like
no,
that.
But no. That's a cop out.
Give
the
us somebody.
Organization?
Yeah, give
you
us somebody.
The
give
full
us a name.
Chris Broussard. You getting the full Chris Broussard. Give
okay.
us a legitimate
okay.
answer.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Who is it?
Okay.
Who would you, if you had to pick one person, is it Rob Pelinka, the general manager?
AD?
Is it AD? Is it LeBron? Or is it Frank Vogel? You got to pick one of them.
Or Westbrook.
Oh, my God. I ain't even going to put it on Westbrook. But I'm going to say it's the general manager then. Because Frank Vogel, where was he before he came to L.A.?
Orlando, struggling mightily.
Struggling.
Okay, so that's exactly why I'm not going to blame it on him. Because he ain't. I can't blame it on him. LeBron, we know what LeBron's going to do. AD is questionable, but I can't – I talk about this all the time. AD, like you said, he's the second man. Like, he doesn't want to be the first, want to be an alpha. And once again, I'm a ball player, and I see when somebody's not out there playing, and the coach can only do so much.
All right, good call.
Thanks, JW.
He didn't want to put it on nobody, Rob.
I know.
The organization,
he's doing all
the GM,
that. We don't do that on the iCouple. These JW should know better.
It's a legitimate answer if you want to say that it's a combined, right? LeBron deserves
some. No, we're asking
some,
you to pick somebody.
AD deserves some. Whatever. But, all right, we got Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year, coming up. But first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Former NFL Executive of the Year, now a Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, our friend Randy Mueller. Randy, how are you?
What's happening?
Doing great. Hey, guys, how's it going?
Great. Now, Randy, let's get right to it. The game last night, you saw it, we all saw it, Mac Jones throws three passes. There's a lot to ask you about that, but I want to start here. There's a lot of discussion now and debate now going on about whether was that an indictment on Mac Jones? Like, was that a sign that Bill Belichick doesn't believe in Mac Jones, or was he just following the best game plan under those conditions to get the win? Where do you fall on that?
I don't think it was an indictment at all. I know Bill well enough to know he's going to do whatever he has to do to win the game. I really think what he was saying was, we aren't going to screw it up, and I'm betting Buffalo does. So in a nutshell, that's kind of what happened. They screwed it up more times, and he gave them more opportunities to screw it up, and they did. I thought New England was the better team on the field, and I thought they were better coached. I thought he did a better job. I thought he outcoached the other side. So add that all together, now they're going to play again in a couple weeks. I don't think the same game plan will be exposed, that's for sure.
Right.
But I don't think it's an indictment of Mac Jones at all. I just think this was the best way he thought he could win the game, and as it turned out, it did. Now, it was close. Obviously, if Josh Allen hits the ball at the end of the game, it's a total different narrative, but, hey, that's the NFL, right? It always comes down to one or two plays.
No doubt. I thought Bill was trying to be the big kahuna last night and show Tom Brady that I don't need no stinking quarterback. I can run the football, play defense, and kick well, and I can win football games. No?
Yeah, I just thought that he used what he thought was the best method. I think it was a little bit of an indictment on Josh Allen, in my opinion, because for me, I think he showed he's still a work in progress and can be a little bit of a, for lack of a better description, a wild carnival ride at times, you know? You just really never know what he's going to do next. And I like him. I think he's got all the skills in the world, but I just don't know if I trust him 100% yet. And I think that's what Bill was saying is, I trust my guys. Let's just do this the way we know it happens. And I'll tell you another thing. He has a lot of faith in that offensive line and Josh McDaniels. And they carved up Buffalo. I mean, Buffalo knew they were going to run the ball and still couldn't do anything about it.
Still couldn't, yeah. That's a shame of
it. Yeah, it was a message, a demoralizing message. So we'll see if it has any repercussions in 2 weeks when they meet again.
Let me ask you, I don't know if you saw the quote from Mike Lombardi who talked about the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, that they're broken and, you know, and nobody wants to admit it. Where are you on that? I mean, this was Mahomes' second straight game, no touchdowns. Just, I mean, they won, no doubt about it, and they've won, what, five in a row or whatever it is, but just not the same offense and not the same Mahomes. What do you make of what's going on?
Well, I think, I don't know that I buy it that it's broken. It's definitely bent. The rod is bent. I think it can be positioned again to run straight. But I also see, really, this is what Mahomes was in college. He was a little bit of a rough rider, a little bit of a wild card, a little bit lacking fundamentals, and could get by with it because his arm talent is so great. And I think what happened was he just got supremely confident and thought that he could do anything, and he's gone away from his fundamentals. I don't know as much as the offense is broke, but I think there are parts of it that are definitely not the same. And a lot of it is, in my opinion, Mahomes, because everything is cloudy to him. And we talked about it, 6 weeks ago on this show.
Right.
He is not reading coverage like an NFL quarterback would be expected to in this his fourth or fifth year, whatever it is. And I just think that part of his game has stalled. And so he's got to find a way to go back to fundamental football and see coverages a little clearer and quicker and not really be so dependent on making big plays. When he checks it down, there's nothing wrong with that. He just doesn't want to do it if he doesn't have to. I see him also making throws that, you know, he's become famous for, the sidearm and underarm and all that other stuff, when a simple pass would do the trick. I just think sometimes he raises up the degree of difficulty when it's unneeded. So there's a little bit too much French pastry, if that's a word, in my mind.
Yeah, a little much too much whipped cream.
Yeah.
Let's go back. I want to go back to the Patriots because you know that no rookie quarterback has ever led a team or, you know, quarterbacked the team to the Super Bowl. All right, they've gotten Ben Roethlisberger and some others, Berger and some others have gotten to the championship game in their conference, but no one to the Super Bowl. Do you think this could be the year that one doesn't? And obviously I'm talking about Mac Jones and the Patriots.
Yeah, I definitely think it's a possibility. I think if you had to pick teams right now, they'd have to be your favorite. I just think in the AFC, there's very little trust with some of these teams, and I trust as much for any other reason is I trust the coaches at New England more than any other coaches, to be honest with you. They'll do what's right for Mac Jones. Mac Jones is a functional player. He can make throws. He's limited physically at times, but I don't see any reason why he can't play smart football, accurate football, get the ball out on time, and lead them into playoffs. And then it becomes just a game of matchups when it gets to the playoff time. So I do think they can. I don't put a lot in the fact that it's never been done. I just think this group of Patriots is different. You know, it's really a rebuilt team on the fly. And he's done a great job of bringing guys together. He is in Bill. And I don't think they've played their best ball yet. What scares me is they'll do anything, anytime, and do it well. And that's a Belichick coach team.
Great of a job, he's probably going to win coach of the year, Bill Belichick, for this turnaround. But can you consider him the greatest coach ever, given that cheating scandal and the biggest fine to an NFL coach? And just the question marks about the Patriots, the Deflategate and Spygate, and, you know, like, Those things, I think, will ultimately stop people from fully looking at Bill and saying he's the greatest coach ever.
Well, it's a great point. Yeah, it's a great point, Rob. And I spent time in Miami, and we played him twice a year in the middle of all this. So I kind of saw some of it firsthand. And
right.
I'd be less than honest if I didn't agree with you in that there's some clouds out there. There's smoke out there. There's a lot of people that are not going to ever give in on the fact that they think the Patriots cheated. And so I don't know that that's going to hold him back at the end. I think if he were to go on and win a Super Bowl with this group now, you'd have to consider him.
Right.
But I do think some of that stuff was real. When you have the tapes destroyed, as the commissioner did, tells you there was a big thing, that it was a real thing. And they didn't want it talked about anymore or the evidence drummed up in any way. And that's a big thing. So,
The other part, Randy? And let's just Eric Mangini was on his staff and called him out. I mean, come on. This guy was in the beast of the belly, the belly of the beast.
Well, right? Randy, quickly, there are those that try to say what he was doing isn't that different from what other teams try to do. Is that fair or not?
Totally unfair. Totally different can of worms. Nobody stole more signals than me, all right? I was the pro scouting advanced guy for the Seahawks for 20 years. I did it. Right. I know exactly what we were supposed to do and what we could get away with. Videotaping was a whole nother thing. Nobody videotaped signals of coaches on the sidelines. So a total different animal. Nobody did that. So to say he didn't do anything different is wrong. And I'm a 35-year NFL guy who would go to my grave to believe in that.
Sounds a lot like baseball.
Right. It's the same thing, like Randy, baseball, in baseball. Yeah. Like stealing signs is cool. You could do it.
Yeah.
But what the Astros did was totally, with the technology, was totally uncalled for. Thank you, Randy, for all that
good stuff. Randy, great stuff. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Yep. All right. See you. All right, Rob. The Patriots won a game where they only threw three passes. We said it before. We'll say it again. But was it enough to earn them the top spot or a spot in Parker's power rankings? Find out next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Not like this. Smooth.
This is a Christmas song?
I know.
I need a bottle of whiskey. There's sawdust on the floor in the bar. I got on
boots.
It's
a different type of Christmas song. That's for darn sure. All right, we are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
I need a little snow bunny with me, right? This one.
And we're brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. When you going back?
Just hit me up. I'm going to the MGM Grand.
Wow.
For my birthday.
Next weekend?
No, for my birthday in January.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, that'll be fun.
I got to get out there, man. Yeah, you got to get out there. I might treat myself something special on my birthday. You know what I'm saying?
Leave it at that. All right, just leave it at that.
Right. I'm at a steak, Chris. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying.
What?
I don't want you to get in trouble. I don't want the odd couple to become the oddball.
No.
All right, one of us. Man. All right,
I'm too old for that. When I was younger, I would have been suspended already. And these three and a half
you
years.
Definitely. You might not have lasted 3.5 months.
You're fired.
All right, Parker's power rankings now.
Can you increase your power?
Do you need the power?
Yeah.
Well, here it comes.
Power.
Can you feel the power?
Power.
It's Parker's power ranking.
All right, let's get started here.
Number five.
I know Kansas City won and Baltimore lost, and they both have the same record, Chris. I'm still going to put Kansas City in the sixth spot, and I'm going to put Baltimore in number five.
Oh, wow. Gosh,
they ridiculous. Could have easily have been 9-3, you know, if they hang on to that two-point conversion. I mean, it was there. It was open. They should have won that game. They didn't. It was a mistake even to
go for it.
But I still would take Baltimore right now at 8-4. They had some big, big wins along the way. That one, I know they lost, but I wasn't that impressed with Kansas City in that win against Denver. So number five is the Baltimore Ravens at 8-4.
Number four.
New England Patriots, say it isn't so. I didn't think they could win 7 games in a row, Chris. I didn't. I was banking on them not winning again. Going to Buffalo, I thought Buffalo had a chance to, like, flex their muscles, let people know that don't forget about us, you know, that they're still going to be reckoned with in the AFC. I still vaguely remember when they went to Kansas City and kicked the Chiefs' butt. Do you remember that? That seemed like that was like a million years ago. Or was that last season? You remember that game, Chris?
Right.
What's happened since then is they've been all over the place. And I, you know, so I got to give New England credit. I mean, they threw the ball 3 times, completed 2 passes, and won a big game. 7 in a row. Somehow, this team was once 2-4 going nowhere fast.
Number 3.
Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Bucs. So don't say that I hate Tom Brady and I never give him any credit, because I'm giving them credit. I'm giving them the 3rd slot. The Bucs won again. They're 9-3. Kind of where they need to be. It'll be interesting to see how this thing.
I'm surprised at that. I'll give you that.
I'm being.
Where
legit.
Were they last week? Were they 5?
Yeah, they might have been at 5.
Okay.
I got them 9-3.
That's nice.
I got to give them credit where they are. There's only a couple teams with 3 losses. The Bucs and Green Bay. So let's go to number 2.
Number 2.
Green Bay Packers, who had a bye this past week, Chris. And their schedule as we go forward is really not that hard. Other than a game in Baltimore against the Ravens, the Packers are in good – the hardest part of their schedule, Chris, is over. And they were road warriors. They won a lot of big games on the road. Now they got a lot of home games against the Lions, and they play the Bears and a couple other teams. They easily could, once again, finish with 3 or 4 losses. That would be 3 years in a row. They could finish with just 3 losses, which is pretty incredible. So there we go.
Number 1.
Arizona Cardinals. I know.
Wow.
They're 10-2, Chris. And there's no buzz about them. Is it because they were 7-0? Is it because of the injuries? Is it because Kyler Murray just came back? He came back in a big way. I mean, did he look great?
4 touchdowns. 2
came back in a big way.
Yep.
But they're 10-2.
I think it's because they're young and the coach hasn't proven anything. I mean, I really do.
Yeah.
Even though other teams are young, right? Baltimore, Kansas City, Mahomes was young. Still young, really. But
right. But,
you know what I mean?
But I don't seem to – do you seem to get juice for them?
Look, they deserve to be number 1 just because of what they've done this year.
They're 10-2, and they've been able.
Yeah, I don't feel like they're the best team in the NFL.
No, I don't either.
Do you? Yeah.
No.
I mean, I think they should be number 1 just because
we
got to
give them number 1, right? They're 10-2. They've only lost 2 games. And you remember, even the game of the Packers was an interception in the end zone. I mean, they were that close to being 11-1.
Right.
Right?
They're going to have to prove it. For people to really believe.
So there you go. There's
I do think it's good.
Power ranking.
I don't
you're
mind
usually
this.
Criticizing them. I think you think
yeah,
these are
pretty
good.
I got a few problems. These are good, though. I like your top. It's hard to argue with the top 3. I think Kansas City's still the best team in the AFC, so I would put Kansas City at least at 4 and move the Patriots to 5. I don't know how you can justify putting Baltimore ahead of Kansas City. Just because Kansas City's defense, I think, is better. And their quarterback, for all the struggles Pat Mahomes having, I think you would admit this, Rob, he's still playing better than Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I know. I just can't. 2 straight weeks, no touchdowns.
Lamar's
not for the guy,
really
not for guy with that talent.
All right. Keep it locked.